sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Whenever it's time to pack for a trip, I always pack too much. I'll admit it, might not be a problem for everyone, but every time I pack, I just try to stuff way too much into my bags. Rarely do I bring exactly what I need, which, truth be told, is really not all that much at all. I drag around with me that extra jacket and an extra pair of pants or a whole other set of shoes. And that's just the clothes. I'll also throw in a few extra packs of shampoo or soap. And when I get home after the trip and unpack, there are things in there that I never even touched. I dragged around way too much extra stuff all over Germany a couple years ago. And I'll overburden our family with extra stuff when we travel in our little Toyota across the country. I have yet to perfect the art of packing only what I need for the journey. I don't know how many of you have seen the classic Mel Brooks movie Spaceballs, but they're packing, you know, to travel across the desert, and Lone Star says, "Take only what you need to survive." And then, of course, the princess brings the industrial strength hair dryer, which she says she can't live without. That's like me. I just bring too much stuff. I think I'm afraid that I won't be okay if I don't have extra. What if I need it? Just in case, I justify. And then, you know, the funny thing, despite all the extra stuff that I pack, there's always something that I really did need that I didn't have. Friends in Christ, welcome to the season of Lent. Lent is often envisioned as a journey, a 40-day journey through the wilderness. It's 40 days because of Jesus' 40-day period in the wilderness. It's 40 days because of the Israelites' 40 years in the wilderness, wandering around in the desert. So we're starting that journey this evening, this day, together. And it's just for those who want to participate. I like that, actually, about Lent. It's just for those who participate. It's not something that everybody does, frankly, as opposed to maybe Christmas, where everyone kind of has to get caught up in that, whether it's secular or religious. Observing Lent, on the other hand, it's much more discreet, like the gospel text that Dave just read. We don't practice Lent out in front of everybody. Many people don't even know what it is. We just do it quietly. In these months that are in front of us, in these weeks that are in front of us, behind closed doors, no fanfare really. The rest of the world continues on as usual, but we mark and travel this Lenten journey as people of God. So, how shall we pack? Lent is a time for shaving away all the extras in our lives. Traditionally, Lent observers give up things. Maybe you've done that before in the past. We give up things in Lent. We can fast. That's not just about food. It can be a spiritual discipline to fast from certain foods, certainly. It's a way of recognizing our need for God and for food and for life. But there are other ways, of course, that we can fast. We can fast from, get this, we can fast from doing so much. We can fast from consuming so much. We can fast from watching so much. Whether that means watching things happen from the sidelines or watching TV, we can fast from watching so much. We can fast from driving so much or talking so much. Mother Teresa wisely said, "God cannot fill what is already full." We shave away the extras at Lent so that God can fill us and fill our lives. And we are so full, aren't we? Mother Teresa was right. There's not much room for God. When you look at our busy, busy lives, we are stuffed in so many ways with food and with things in our closets and garages. We are stuffed in so many ways with ego and desires We are stuffed in so many ways with fear and with worry. What if I need it? Just in case. But it means so much to me. And yet with all our overpacking, the one thing we do need can get left out or just squeezed in at the last minute. Are there ways that we too squeeze God in at the last minute? Grace and peace of Christ just gets kind of stuffed into the outside pocket of our life bags like a last minute pair of socks that I almost forgot. So the grace and peace of Christ then becomes just one more thing we drag around. Friends in Christ, Lent is a time to empty our bags, to lighten up. You ever actually traveled light? It's a gift. The gift of Lent is the shaving away, the clearing out, the cutting back, the fasting. God cannot fill what is already full. It's the giving up, the quieting ourselves, the opening our hands in prayer and our ears in attentiveness. Theologian Paul Tillich said, "We are most powerful not when we possess, but when we wait." Lent is a time for waiting. How will you keep Lent? I hope that you do. I hope that we do in this place. Lots of different ways you can keep Lent personally. If you choose to give something up or take something on, like walking or gardening or meditating, do it because it will ultimately clear some space for God's grace and peace in your life. If your Lenten discipline just becomes one more thing on your to-do list, then it's already become just one more item you're stuffing into your luggage. Somehow Lent and its disciplines got to be burdensome, all about gloom and doom, when in fact, Lent, the old English word, means springtime. Is the tree that's out in front of our house all gloom and doom because it has no leaves on it right now? Or is it a wonderful thing because those tiny brown buds, if you look a little closer, are not dead and depressing at all, but rather starting to turn green ever so slowly because something is about to happen. Something is moving and changing. The emptiness is going to give way to new life. That's Lent. Lent is a gift. Packing light is a gift. Clearing out is a gift. It's not always easy at first. It means there's room being made for something to happen, for God's ever-present grace and peace to move in. It comes, however, when we're honest first. When we clear out our excess stuff, it comes not when we're proud and bloated. And I think that's kind of our first posture, is to kind of be protective, proud, and bloated. We have to be honest. That's what these ashes tonight are all about. Honesty, humility, mortality. And it's hard to be honest. We put all our best stuff forward. It's hard to be honest. But we come face to face with our mortality when we hear those words or sing them as we did earlier. It's almost like we have to woo humility during Lent. It's like a skittish deer at the brook. The ego makes a lot of noise. So we have to be patient. We have to wait and be still before our true humility and honesty tiptoes out. So let's work together at being still and honest during Lent. We're always going, 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 going. Let's work together at being still and honest during Lent. Honest about our sin, about where we've fallen short, about where we've hurt others. Let's woo humility. And then, friends in Christ, as a community in faith, let's try to lighten up and unload our excess our pride, our stuff, our fears, our busyness, our anxiety. In a sense, the call is to empty our whole lives. It's time to be honest, to let go. It's time. This is the time to fast. And Christ awaits our unpacking and guides us into this flowering valley, into this budding garden. Christ awaits our unpacking and guides us into this springtime. Christ abides with us in this Lenten journey. Thanks be to God. Amen.